Hello, call from the Federal Aviation Administration Air Traffic Control Rapid City Regional Airport. Will you accept the charge?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hello,
how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, I've got a report from our approach. We've got two aircraft, or what appear to be aircraft, in trail in the Rapid City area that's been pointed out as traffic to some of our inbound aircraft. None of them have been able to see it, but it's been verified on radar, and Denver Center also had it on radar with a speed of starting out 300 to 400 and then zooming on up to better than 950.
Okay.
And if you'd like additional information on it, you can contact Ellsworth Approach Control, and I can give you their phone number.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. And they may still have it on radar.
Okay, the other one was Denver Center?
The other one's Denver Center.
Okay. That's true, we sure appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Phenomenal research in Seattle?
Yes, sir.
Could you give us any information on the object you're tracking on radar?
Yes, sir. We picked up an object approximately 15 miles from the base here.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it started out tracking about 300 or maybe 400 miles an hour. He was eastbound. He went straight at one of our aircraft that we had in the area. And then he went to the right of him about 3 miles. And then this thing picked up speed, and we were estimating it well in excess of 1,000 miles an hour. We called our center, air traffic control center here, Denver, and they did get him for one or two sweeps, and he was going east. But shortly after he came up, we picked up another and possibly the same position, and he followed the other one straight out.
About the same speed?
A little bit slower, but, you know, it was still an excessive amount of speed for this aircraft, from whatever it was.
Did the aircraft that was equipped by the unknown, did they see it visually?
No, we
reading on the objects that were tracked on radar this morning.
What are you speaking of, and where'd you get the information?
The one that said Ellsworth radar approach was tracking.
And you got the information from them?
I just finished talking to them, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, really, we really don't have much to, you know, to add to what their radar said. Ours is digitized, but, you know, it was just several type of flashes moving approximately 5 to 6 inches on the radar screen at a time, which they were approximately always in the same direction of the antenna. So, you know, I would say more than likely they were some type of a secondary return off the radar system itself.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have been moving, you know, in different areas, I could say that they possibly could have been something other than that we were tracking ourselves. But being in the same area all the time and on the same kind of a strobe line on the radar, I just, I'd hesitate to say that much of anything.
I see. Was that a pretty strong return there?
Well, no, it wasn't. You know, you'd get one return, and then you would get about, maybe 5 or 6 sweeps of the radar, which were 6-second sweeps,
mm-hmm.
and then you might get another return. Now, the blips were always, or normally, I'd say just about all the time, were laying in the same direction, you know, which would indicate to me that it might be a second time around or a false return from maybe another beacon on the scope in another area.
Mm-hmm.
Normally when you pick up a return on the radar, it would be perpendicular to the scope itself. But in many cases, these lines would be parallel to the scope, to the sweep of the antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, again, it indicates that it's something other than a, you know, than an ordinary radar return on some hard object.
I see. Did you check with Minneapolis Center at all to see if they were getting anything?
Yeah, we did. Just a second. Okay. Controller that was watching it and looking at it, I'll let you talk to him for a second, okay?
Thank you.
Morning.
I understand you tracked something on the scope this morning.
Well, we did see a couple of looked to be primary targets. However, they were intermittent. They were always spotted in the same space apart. We have about 5 miles apart.
Uh-huh.
And they would paint, and then they would disappear for a few minutes. Maybe they'd appear about 80 miles from where they appeared first time. And most of the time would appear almost as if they were in line with a strobe line from the antenna site. Other times they would change and appear in a different direction.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I can tell you.
Okay. Were you in communication with Minneapolis Center at all?
No, I wasn't.
I see. Okay.
I did ask the other controller down there. He said nobody had contacted him.
I see. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Right. Good morning. It's Phenomena Research in Seattle. Did you people pick up on your radar the object that was being tracked out of South Dakota this morning?
I don't know anything about it. Nobody gets to the watch supervisor if I can
find it. Okay.
I was here just a minute ago. I don't see anything on the log about it.
Okay. When do you people get off duty there?
We get off about 2 more hours, a little over 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Did I have them call you when they come back in?
Sure.
That's not an FTS number then.
No, sir.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to call you in just a second.
In reference to two objects, unknowns that were tracked on radar going over
flying through a military site out here.
Yes.
And one of them, the 24th, said that they had a call from Ellsworth Rapcon earlier.
Yes.
Inquiring about a supersonic job that they were, didn't know anything about. Is that maybe what you might add reference to?
Yes, sir.
Did you check it out with any of the other units, military at all?
No, we hadn't got to the military. No, did they, was it identified as a...
No, yeah? they had no information on it.
I see, okay.
And the Rapcon of Ellsworth, which is in Rapid City, had talked to the military inquiring about that being Denver's area.
Right.
Other than that, I can't give you any leads.
All right, sir.
Apparently there was something out there that somebody else has seen it besides you people. Who reported to you originally?
It was an unknown facility. Then we talked to Denver. They said that they had something on the radar, but they weren't sure whether it was a feedback from one of their own antennas or not.
Well, wish we got on. We might have had a cross-check on it, because we could have got our two systems overlapping in the area. Might have picked it up between us.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, sir. That's phenomenal research in Seattle.
Sure.
Could you give me the number for Rapcon at Ellsworth?
Sure can. Stand by. We were just advised by Ellsworth that Denver Center has picked up these, whatever they are, and they're heading on back on up our way, and our weather bureau's getting ready to take an off, so they're going to look. Kind of strange, but our weather radar isn't working either.
Well, that's out too.
Yeah, they can't get it back up for some reason. And Ellsworth's antenna quit turning also. And I've got Ellsworth on the line here if you can hold.
Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead, Ellsworth. This phenomena research on the line, what's your number over there again? 7845, and what's the first four or three? 399-7845. Okay, you'll probably be calling me shortly here. When Denver picked them up, did they just get skin fades? Yeah, since the computer's down. Yeah, so they just got skin fades on it. Did they have any idea just what they expect the altitude might be? Sometimes you can tell, you know, by looking at the paint. But did they track two of them again? What was the location, do you know? Oh, okay, and they're returning back our way, huh? Okay, okay, we'll see you later. Thanks for calling, bye.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, well, I hope you find something out on that.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye. Control, sir, Nick Nelson.
Yes, sir, this is Phenomena Research again.
Yes, sir.
Could you give us an update on what's going on?
We got a call from Denver. Our radar has completely quit on us, and we can't find out the reason why. We've got maintenance men out here, and they can't seem to find the reason right now. We just got a call from Denver a few minutes ago that they had tracked these targets back into our area. So, you know, we're sitting here blind, and I understand from the people over at Rapid City that their weather radar has quit on them now.
Right.
I just talked to our weather people. They said they haven't been paying that close of attention, but, you know, they haven't noticed anything like even with theirs in the last, you know, that's not saying that it won't. I really don't know. It's very unusual.
Okay, has Denver given any estimate of speed on these things?
No, I have. Let me get my assistant here on the line, and she'll check and see what they've got.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's very strange, to say the least.
Okay, have you heard from NORAD regarding any military operations?
Yes, sir, I sure have. I talked to the local division here, the 24th Air Division. They have absolutely no aircraft in this area, anywhere within, you know, 500 or 600 miles.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the 24th region has no airplanes whatsoever. I talked to NORAD. Okay, I'll let you talk to her. You'll talk to Denver and give you her explanation of what they said.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I just talked to Denver, and Denver has no estimate of the speed. They had their radar set on 200-mile range and said the targets were really jumping across their scope on 200-mile range, so they had to be moving fast, but they have no estimate of the speed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Denver is not picking them up right now.
Pardon me?
Denver has no radar with them right now. They're not picking them up.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think it is? I mean, I know what I think it is, and, I can't say anything official, but what, do you think it's anything unusual?
Well, of course, we always, lean to the possibility that this could be classified as a UFO.
Yeah.
And whatever an individual wants to believe UFOs are, and, the thing that really makes it a good mystery is the fact that your radar went out on you the way it did.
Yeah, our radar and the weather radar were Rapid City.
Because we've had cases before, they're not a frequent thing, but we have had cases before where the so-called UFO was being tracked and all the radar went out on them.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it sure fooled us, and, we're sitting here, and then... the thing that was unusual about it, okay, we didn't tell you this before, but we had a Cessna 310 coming from the south, the complete opposite direction of what the airplanes that the targets had went east.
Uh-huh.
All right, we got this one aircraft coming up from the south from Denver, and we started telling him about where these planes were because we picked up two more that were right in his area. And we started telling him about where these things were at and asking him to look for them. And just shortly after we started asking him to look for them is when we lost our radar.
Okay, we had a case the other night where a pilot was flying from, Salt Lake to a location in the southwestern corner of North Dakota.
Yeah.
And he had an encounter with an object, or two objects that night.
Two.
So, and I think that was night before. Pardon me?
That's what we had was two.
Yeah, I think that was night before last.
Yeah.
And he called in a report about that, so maybe they picked your area for some reason. Maybe it's because you're good weather there.
I don't know. Just a second. I've got my radar maintenance people on. Our antenna is broken off. It's dead over. We're turning off all of our equipment in here now. Apparently something has completely crumpled our radar. I mean, physically pushed it over. Okay, our wind here is about 30 miles an hour, sometimes up to 40.
Yeah.
However, from past experience and working with this particular type radar, that is not sufficient wind to cause the kind of damage that he's talking to us about.
Do you have any other electronic problems, any radio problems?
Not that we noticed.
Yeah.
I can't say there was, but none that we noticed.
Okay. Who am I talking to again?
This is Tetron Chief, crew chief of the ship.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate the information. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, like I said, if our radar hadn't been dead or pushed over, we might be able to give you something else.
Yeah.
Just a second. Is it completely bent over? Or what?
Our antenna is bent over, and they're not sure how bad they are. It is. They have to go up and check on it.
So it has been completely out now. It's disabled. We're no longer able to do anything tonight. But like I said, it's been nice talking to you. If you find out anything, just give us a call and drop us a note or something.
Yeah, you want me to leave our number there?
that, you know, since we were an air traffic control agency, that you probably wouldn't mind.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Anytime you have anything, just call Collect.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I certainly do appreciate it, and, you know, maybe some other time would be a little bit more help.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, sir, this is Phenomena Research again. We just talked to Ellsworth RAPCON, and they said that you'd pick those things up again in your area. Can you give us any information on that?
Just a minute. The radar seems to be picking up is on the scopes again.
Uh-huh.
Kind of hard to determine exactly what they are, whether they're just interference on the radar or whether they're actually a target return.
These things moving around quite rapidly, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Right. They go from 70 miles north of Rapid City over towards Dupree and then back towards Rapid City and what have you.
So is their appearance in the area is kind of sporadic? Do they come and go?
Well, that's what I was trying to determine from the control down there. And they were picking them up about 3 or 4 minutes ago, and then they... And they stopped, and then they're picking up again, you know. So they do kind of come and go with
okay.
No real set pattern.
Yeah, okay. Are they showing us pairs all the time?
Well, they were in pairs, and then they just picked up a tri, you know. So the majority of the time they are in pairs, and now they just had one time where there was three. So the majority of the time they're in pairs.
Okay, if we get any reports from ground observers, do you want us to let you know?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for calling.